The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, it's Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, team building, mindset, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from George Lugo. George Lugo says, if someone has not made $1,000 per month in a home business, is it terrible to think big, like $10,000 to $20,000 per month? Well, the answer is, I don't believe you can ever think too big too quickly. In fact, if you know someone asked me if I could go back in time and give myself some advice from like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, my advice would be think bigger, quicker. And, you know, we've been able to build, a successful coaching and training business, multiple seven figures a year. But if I had gotten that advice, I think I could have actually hit it a lot faster, right? But let me give you the caveat. Here's the caveat. I highly suggest you think bigger, faster. Big fan of that. However, you don't want to beat yourself up over your current results. That's a common mistake that I see happen. I see people that they have these humongous goals and then they constantly beat themselves up because they're not at those goals. Frustration. Let me help you out with frustration. If you're frustrated, okay, here's the actual, in my opinion at least, definition of frustration. Frustration is seeing where you are and seeing where you think you should be. It's that gap in the middle. That's frustration. And unfortunately, most people, they see themselves as actually worse than they actually are. And they see themselves as higher than even, you know, as a pie in the sky kind of where they should be. And so it's that gap in the middle that's frustration. Know that you are going along your journey. Know that things happen perfectly, but there's never a time where you shouldn't think big, okay? And, you know, to help you out with this, you might check out, I have a free video. There's no opt-in needed or anything like that, but I have a free video at rayhigdon.com/think big. Because I think there's a science to thinking big. It's not just, hey, think big, right? Because what does that mean? You have to ask yourself certain questions for you to be able to think big. And I think that video might help you. So rayhigdon.com/think big. Also, so I hope that helps you, George, and everyone else. Hey, aim high, you know, aim for the stars and you might hit the moon, right? But unfortunately, most people, they aim for the dirt and they hit it, right? So aim high, think big. I'm a big fan of that. Learn how to at rayhigdon.com/think big. And also, we did yesterday just released our Home Business Fast Start CD. If you've ever struggled with what to say when you bring on a new rep or how to start a new rep the right way, this CD may help you. We have a special discount going on. Feel free to check it out, rayhigdon.com/HBFS. That stands for Home Business Fast Start. So rayhigdon.com/HBFS. Hope you got benefit out of this podcast, George, and everyone else listening. Feel free to share this with your teammates, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.